Hey Nation, welcome to episode 36 of the Game Over Nation podcast. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez, with Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi.
And Dylan Rausch.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It has.
It's been a while.
Oh, wait. Ah, what was I going to... I was going to start the show singing something.
fuck.
Ah, well. Fuck it. But...
some song Harris didn't I don't know.
Yeah.
It was something stupid.
Yeah, it was probably really dumb.
Linear.
It was full retard. But, alright, let's start the show. Our news this week, Kid Icarus is, they've announced that it's coming with, bundled with this, like, plastic peripheral. It's basically, like a book stand, basically. And it's, like, at an angle, and you just lay your 3DS onto it while it's sitting on a table, and it lets you use the touch screen while you're using the D-pad.
I think it's useful, you know? I want to watch Netflix. I want a TV stand.
I guess, yeah, for other applications, sure.
For having a TV stand for your Netflix.
Yeah, but...
That's sarcasm, Javi, by the way.
Okay.
I think it looks stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's pretty dumb.
I don't know why are they releasing it.
With the original DS, they had tons of games that required the touchscreen and the D-pad, like Metroid Prime Hunters or GoldenEye, and like all those things. And you know, you just figure out how to hold it.
Is it GoldenEye on the DS?
Yeah, it was Rogue Agent or whatever.
Wow, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was okay.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, so that's coming out. Also, SOPA. What does SOPA stand for? Software.
No, Stop Online Piracy Act. Yeah.
That's when all they're doing is stopping the internet.
Yeah, Stop Online.
Stop Online Act.
Stop the Online Act. Yeah.
So for our listeners that don't know exactly what the Stop Online Piracy Act is, basically they're just making it legal to sue anybody that uses any copyrighted imagery or any website that has any links to any copyrighted imagery. So, like, if you put a link...
Including comments. If someone goes online and says, hey, here's a link to a site, like, goes in the comment section and says, here's a link to a site that pirates movies, and that comment gets through, then that whole site can be shut... So basically, if someone did that on joystick, they could shut down AOL.
Yeah.
Like,
wow. Which is absurd.
Yeah.
And also, it just seems like it's violating the rights of, like, you have no freedom of speech. I mean, what about, like, movie reviews? You can't use any video from the movie you're talking about. You can't use any images of the movie you're talking
video
about in your review.
Cease to exist.
Yeah, Angry Video Game Nerd, Screw Attack in its entirety.
We
actually,
cease
any,
to exist!
If you think about it, any news outlet would cease to exist.
Exactly, that's why I said we cease to exist. Yeah.
And also, I think a big part of what they're... Because, like, I know that the Motion Picture Association, like, backs it, and I can...
Surprise.
Yeah, I know. I think part of it is what you're saying, like, they want to be able to block all that shit, which is dumb, because most of those places are giving you free fucking publicity.
Exactly.
Like, and then on top of it, I almost feel like a lot of these places are wanting to just, like, give authority to the government to shut certain things down, because I think the Motion Picture Association of America is getting pissed off that not a lot of people need to even deal with them anymore when it comes to making your own movies and getting them out. Like, you don't need to be a part of any association. You don't need to be part of any group. So many people are doing shit independently that you don't need this outside bullshit anymore. Like,
this is what I was talking about with Harris and Javi earlier with
about the
record
music industry.
Companies are irrelevant now that we're in the digital age of the internet. You don't need record companies anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't...
It's basically old media realizing that they're becoming obsolete and they're doing everything they can to stop
it. Yeah, but they're doing it in the dumbest way. Like, that's the thing that pisses me out. Like, rather than adapt and move forward, they're just like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's so frustrating when they do that.
But anyways, yeah, everybody... I'm really interested, like, I've seen online anywhere is people, you know, that everybody hates SOPA. Everybody doesn't want it and doesn't agree with it.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see the perspective of someone that does support it. What do they have to say for it?
They're not on the internet. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You don't spend your time on the internet.
Yeah.
Right.
Then that much is completely fucking obvious by seeing what the major website, like YouTube. YouTube's one of the number one websites out there.
It's the same people who think Paul Cristoforo was just in his actions.
No, there was people because they were online. These people don't use the web at all. Don't do anything.
So, yeah,
It has to
why
be.
Why do they give a shit?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Though there was that that senator who tweeted about being really bored, so he was just surfing the internet. Maybe you should fucking listen to what this whole argument's about. It's about to kill what you're spending your time doing.
Why can't I get to Kotaku anymore? Cause dipshit, you just voted him down.
Seriously, every senator that supports this should not be allowed back in office.
No, because the ones that are that just seem like they're tired of listening to it and just want to vote, and they're like, whatever, like, yeah, we'll just vote in your favor.
Exactly. They don't give a shit. They should not be voted in.
How much am I getting paid for this? Oh, yeah, we can vote that in.
Mm-hmm. You're either if you're tired of listening to the argument, I don't give a shit. If you're not even paying attention anymore, you should not be allowed in that building.
Nope.
I don't want you representing us.
Yeah. No one should.
All these companies like supported it at first, and I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't. Either. Yeah, they all supported it until they realized that everyone hated it. Like, what were you jumping on board? Like, what were you getting?
A lot of the companies that really make sense, the ones that want to control their own IPs, until you get to GoDaddy.
GoDaddy?
Aren't they still?
No, they backed. They backed off of it. They backed off of it real quick.
Oh yeah, because they lost.
Well, at first it was like, yeah, they were kind of shitty about it too, because they were like, we support this, and then everyone was like hating on them on the internet. They were like, well, we've seen some backlash, but we haven't lost any business. And then like within but that was like the next day. It was like, well, give it a week, buddy. You haven't seen any, because no one's had time. And so like a week later, you saw everybody, including Penny Arcade, which has got to be a fucking monster client. Like all of them moved all of their shit off of GoDaddy. Lost a ton of business from that.
And you know what? Yeah. Good.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is...
We'll get you in, AN hosting. You better not...
The ESA, like, is one of the big supporters of SOPA. That's the electronic... What is it? Electronic some shit software association. I don't know. But yeah, they're in charge. They create E3 every year, and all, like, Nintendo and Sony and Microsoft, they're all under the big umbrella, like... ESA is an organization of all that. There you go. But, yeah, so the ESA is still supporting SOPA, which is amazing to me. You know, maybe this is some sort of a way for them to try to stop game, like, you know how, like, playthroughs are all over YouTube? You know,
right.
Like, you can watch an entire game for free. And I can kind of see that argument where, like, because you can't do that with a movie. You can't upload a whole movie to YouTube and just do commentary on it. Lord knows we've tried.
Yeah.
You know,
unless
you say
it's educational.
Yeah.
Which it was.
It was so educational. Yeah. But, yeah, so like, if you can't do that then with movies, then, yeah, I kind of understand the argument that you should be able to do it with games. Not that I don't want that, but. You know,
right.
So that might be their mindset, that they want to be able to control
that. My issue with that is,
but this is like
major customer is people like us.
Yeah. I mean, but this is like taking way too many steps further than they need to regulate something.
Also,
like,
most of the people that are doing these run throughs, one, bought the game. Two, you're. Like, watching a whole movie... Like, I think we've had this discussion before. Like, watching a whole movie online is a lot different than watching someone play a game online. Because, like, the experiences are meant to be completely different. Like, a video game is meant to be played. Like, you're supposed to, like, that's the experience is playing it. Like, yeah, I know that we've all had times where we've watched a game and that was cool, but, like, the experience of a game is meant to be played, and when you're watching a YouTube video of someone else playing it, you're not getting the experience. Like, you watch a movie online, well, that's the whole experience. That's the whole thing. Like, that's all that movie has to offer, is watching it. A game, it's a little bit different, and I understand that it's kind of a gray area, but there's an argument to be made.
Yeah, you can go. I agree with you, and then I also think that, you know, so much of a game, like the spectacle of it, like visuals and cutscenes and all that stuff, is also that's all visual. You know, that's all just watching it. So there's an argument for the other side too. But either way, yeah, SOPA would effectively cripple the entire internet. It would. Google wouldn't be legal anymore because Google will link to any website which has copyrighted material on it. YouTube won't work and will be destroyed if this goes through. All these things you love will be gone. So yeah, SOPA is the worst thing.
Yeah, and then how do you tackle something like, was it Tobuscus, who takes a video game trailer, a video game trailer, puts his little acapella spin on it, and then GameStop wants to use it in their commercial. How does that get fucked then? he's been in GameStop commercials. Like, they've taken his videos and put him in GameStop commercials. Like, the guy that does the literal trailers where he sings.
Toby Turner.
Yeah.
Sorry,
we'll show you some later.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really funny.
You know, it's cool. He did the Tron Legacy literal trailer, and then when he was working for Philip DeFranco doing, like, Totally Awesome and stuff, mm-hmm. he interviewed Olivia Wilde, and he asked her if she's seen the...
Oh, I remember that, yeah. She didn't realize it was him.
She's like, actually, I have. And he's like, that was me. She's like, what? And he's like, yeah. And he starts singing some of it. She's like, oh my god! So that was really cool.
Where's Gabe?
Small world.
Enjoy this Olivia Wilde conversation.
I know. See, missed out, Gabe.
Ha-ha!
Well, Reddit has fought against this, against SOPA. They had a blackout for, like, a day or two or something, and when you went to the site, when you went to Reddit, it would just say, we are shut down today to raise awareness, you know, to stop SOPA. And that was super effective. I mean, it was a critical hit.
Yeah, we took yesterday off too. We didn't write anything, if you didn't notice. There was nothing. Well, actually, did Dylan's thing go up on the site yesterday?
Dylan supports SOPA.
Well, yeah, that's what it, Dylan's on the side of SOPA. So he posted yesterday.
Oh,
we were just trying to capitalize on the fact that everything else was shut down. So we're like, what the fuck else do we have to do? Let's go to Game Over Nation.
That's the problem. Avi missed an opportunity and he didn't tweet it. No one knew that.
Well, it went up today. But we tweeted it today, though. We tweeted it today. I saw it go on Twitter today.
Well, everyone else is online today.
Oh, that's true.
So it's like we're like everyone else again. Instead of, you know,
way to fucking go.
That's right.
But, now you don't look like an asshole.
Like, just this moment where I'm like, we're supporting SOPA.
Someone started up the podcast, just fast forwarded to that moment. This sounds like a good spot to pick. We support SOPA. Wait, what? That's all. That's when they hit stop.
Several game development studios have gone the extra mile to show that they do not approve of SOPA or the ESA.
Yeah.
So, Red 5 Studios said they're not going to bring their game Firefall to E3. They're blackmailing.
You know,
blacklisting.
That one, I respect that a lot, because most people are like, oh, yeah, we don't support SOPA, and then they're still going to E3. These guys are like, you know, fuck that company.
Good yeah, idea. I mean, they might be really hurting themselves by doing it, but they're standing firm. So, I respect that totally. We will not be going to E3 either. In our show of defiance, no, Dylan, because we don't support SOPA, so we're not going.
I might go.
I just meant they didn't support me with booze.
I might go for the fries, because that L.A. Convention Center blew my mind. The food court.
Got some good fries.
Holly goes for the food court. Yeah. I go for the booze. Ryan goes to support.
Well, I would be there for booze, too.
And we're all going to Disneyland. Yeah.
Like, that sounds like
that's
a plan.
What I was always saying. I was like, when I go to E3, fuck E3. I'm just going to Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, it's an excuse to be in L.A., so I'm going to go to Disneyland, we're going to go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
We're not even going to go to E3, we're just going to say we're going to E3. We're just going to go chicken and waffles all day. God damn, I love chicken and waffles. I've never been to Roscoe's, but man, there is a place in Houston that has some fucking amazing chicken and waffles.
See, I don't like fried chicken.
What?
Yeah, I don't like fried chicken. Fried chicken makes me sick, actually.
And that's you know what? That's what a SOPA supporter would say.
Yes.
Every time I've had fried chicken, the next day I'm
if you don't like SOPA, if you don't like fried chicken, you love SOPA.
Get out of America!
Get out of America!
Spanish? If we have any Spanish-speaking listeners, this is going to be a confusing episode SOPA because it just sounds like we're saying that we don't like SOPA. And that Dylan does.
Well, like, why is everyone so against soup? I don't... You put some chicken and noodles in it? It's amazing.
I don't like fried chicken. So well, then you're a soup supporter.
This is the soup bill. You're here stating that all soup is delicioso. And rico.
Delicious. All right, well, let's move on. Okay. In March, we're going to be seeing a lot of Silent Hill. Really, it's the month of Silent Hill.
Like, why would you release so many games in that month all compete against each other?
Guys.
Yeah, guys. At least they're, like, a week apart.
Yeah. Sure?
Guys.
What?
But
I've never played a Silent Hill game.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I couldn't hear him either.
I said I've never played a Silent Hill game.
I'm just kidding.
You've never played one, Ryan.
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
You must like soup.
Oh. I love soup.
Yeah, you soup supporter.
Yeah. I had some tomato basil that was amazing earlier this week. It was,
Well, Ryan, since you liked Alan Wake quite a bit, I think you should check out... No, seriously, you should check out the HD collection, and Silent Hill 2 is definitely the crown jewel of this franchise.
I agree.
And
okay.
Yeah, it has a lot of similarities to Alan
Wake.
Like that's why... did you?
Yeah, I liked number 3 a lot. I still think number 2 is better.
Does the HD collection not have 4? I don't think it does.
No one liked 4.
Yeah, but like...
You can still throw it on there. Fuck it.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, the room was alright. It wasn't as scary, it wasn't as anything, actually.
Yeah, it was
kind of
bland.
Silent Hill. Mm-hmm. Figure. Let me see if it does have number 4. Silent Hill HD Collection!
But anyways, listeners, we're going to get Silent Hill HD, which has 2 and 3. I'm not sure about 4, but that's coming out on the 6th, on March 6th. And then on March 13th, we're going to have Silent Hill Downpour, which was originally called Silent Hill 8, which I was like, what? There's been 8?
Wait, what the fuck? It doesn't have number 1 either?
Well, 1 was a PS1 game. They're not going to go through remaking that.
Yeah, and?
Not with that attitude, they're not.
Well, I mean, they never do that. I mean, freaking.
Not with that attitude, they don't.
Metal Gear Collection didn't have the first one.
Dicks.
I wish it did.
It's not Metal Gear.
And then on the 27th, we're getting Silent Hill Book of Memories. I don't. Is that a PSP game, or
I don't know.
What is that?
If I know, dude.
Alright. Well, there you
it's
go.
It's like the Pokedex, but for Silent Hill.
Though I do like the Silent Hill series, so some of these are pretty interesting. I wanted to try out the Wii one, I just never got to.
I game-flied it. It was pretty lukewarm. I didn't care for it at all. It was like the same formula over and over again. Yeah. You're in a quiet darkness
Welcome
at nighttime.
Welcome to every Silent Hill game ever.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't. I don't know. It just didn't really build
there
much of a mood for me.
Since it was just a remake of the first one.
It really wasn't, though. Because I've been playing the first one on my PSP, and I like it a lot more.
Huh.
I mean, I guess it was inspired by the first one.
Oh,
but,
well, that's
yeah.
Because
the way the game works, like, it's nighttime. Like, every time it's just regular nighttime, you're safe. Like, there's nothing to be scared of. There's no enemies at all. So that relieves, that removes all the tension. And then... all of a sudden the world freezes over, like, and this happens periodically, and like everything turns to ice, and then there's just monsters getting thrown at you constantly, and basically the goal is to just run to the from point A to point
B. So they tried to go for something kind of like in the movies, except it, instead yeah. of being covered in rust, it's covered in ice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's really lame.
But, in nightmares, everything is just rusty.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right, so our final story this week is that Rage performed pretty poorly when it came out, especially during the holiday season.
Yeah, because why? Their id's big fan base is PC, and their PC version of the game was half-assed, and it half the time it didn't work properly. Surprise, surprise, people didn't buy it.
Right. I don't know. I think that game, I don't know. I don't even know what went wrong.
Rage
really.
Was
I mean,
beautiful at PAX. I don't know what happened.
I'm sure it's still beautiful.
Yeah, oh yeah. Still, I think it looks great still. It's just, it underperformed, I guess, on PC, and there was a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. Which is sad, thinking a company like id would underperform on the PC. I don't know how it was on consoles, but...
But it performed so poorly that id Software had to lay off a bunch of the team. And they said that this won't interfere with Doom 4. Like, Doom 4 is still in full production.
I hope they learn something from this.
You know who else shut down or filed for bankruptcy? Fucking Hostess. What's up with that?
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Yeah, Hostess. Aww. They're...
No more powdered donuts.
Yeah. They just filed for Chapter 11 protection, so they're not gone yet.
Oh.
But they're right there. Fucking Hostess. No more Twinkies. Those fucking...
You know, I'm okay with that, actually.
Those cupcakes are so good.
I mean, I don't like seeing companies going out of business. I also don't like seeing Americans being fat.
Well, no. Well, it's the health kick. That's why they're closing down.
So you just killed Hostess.
Sorry. With
all that soap.
We were skinnier when Hostess was popular.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. It's all true.
Oh, God.
Now everyone's eating Krispy Kremes. And we're getting fatter.
All right, guys. Let's talk about some new releases.
Didn't we just talk about new releases?
No, not a,
Silent Hill.
What? Oh, that's
or is that just
no? That's
upcoming.
Coming out. That's coming out in March.
Oh God! I thought we were talking about.
I said dates and everything. I said March 6th, March 13th.
I'm in the Twilight Zone.
All right. Well, we got this game called Amy, which is supposed to be a survival horror game, which I'd never heard of. That comes out this week.
It's just coming out this week. I could have swore I saw Calvin playing that today.
Maybe you got an early copy.
Calvin of Starship Amazing. It was either today or yesterday. I could have swore I saw him playing it already.
Ask him. Send him a message.
Well, it comes out on the 17th, according to GameSpot. But GameSpot has been wrong before.
Yeah, dude, did you see those Diablo 3 release dates? Or no, that was Best Buy.
That was Best Buy, yeah.
Best Buy, bitch.
All right, Gran Turismo 5 XL Edition.
Wait, what's that?
I don't know what that is. What? I have no idea.
There's another... I'm confused.
It's an extra large...
How many Grand Theft Auto 5s now is that?
Prologue? No, Gran Turismo.
I mean, yeah, that's what I meant. Gran Turismo's. We have Prologue, 5, and now XL.
Yep.
Huh.
And then this game called Dust Force. I don't know.
Ooh.
And then there's a Gears 3 map pack.
Another? Wow.
Yes.
Huh. $10?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ryan, you're the one who has that game.
What game?
Gears.
Gears of War
3.
What?
Trace.
Oh, yeah, that was a good game.
They're releasing another map pack.
Oh, I'm probably not going to get it.
Oh, okay.
Just because I'm still trying to work through backlogs of games. Like, I can't...
Yeah, I know that.
Like Gears has been gone for a while from my disc tray.
Well, let's talk about Game of the Year.
Ooh.
Okay.
What is it? What is it, guys?
Well, I mean, we all wrote articles on GameOverNation.com. You can go check that out. Each of us chose our own favorite games this year. And I think I'm pretty happy with our picks.
It turned out much different than I expected.
Yeah, it was really unorthodox choices. When it came down to it,
they were
picked
they were fucking smart choices. What they were.
Yeah.
You start
except for
Ryan,
Javi, his was terrible. I thought.
Damn,
I'm sorry. I think I defended myself pretty well, but I don't know. Ryan, you chose Saints Row 3.
I did choose Saints Row 3.
This is the one that I saw coming.
Well, yeah. Well, because it was awesome. That's why.
Yeah, I know. I played it too. It was fucking awesome.
It was great from start to finish. And I don't know if you would have picked it if I didn't. I don't know. Well, did Gabe even play it? Gabe didn't play it.
Actually, Gabe took my original pick.
Oh, okay. So we had the well, that's fine. Yeah, we can.
I mean, well, mine was two equal games, and Gabe just happened to make the decision for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just one of those games where I just had so much fun from start to finish. And I know, you know, we each picked a game and wrote about it. And I know nobody picked Skyrim, and I know so many places did.
I originally started writing about it.
I should just say I hadn't even played Skyrim yet by that point. And now that I am playing it, I still now granted, keep in mind I'm not very far into it, but just initial reaction, I don't think Skyrim would have taken number 1.
Yeah.
Just by the way that Saints Row fucking punches you in the face right from the start and just is like, go! And it's just fucking crazy from start to finish. And I think Justin McElroy said it the best when he was like, there's not a single moment in Saints Row the Third where they're not really trying to make sure you're not... Like, they want you to be having fun the whole time. Even the times where they fail, it's still kind of like... And those points are rare. It was a couple of side missions that I didn't like. And I mentioned those in the article, like the the snatch missions. And then my biggest problem with those was just like some weird AI stuff where the you're having to pick up quote unquote hoes. So you're driving around, you're trying to pick up the hookers you're basically stealing them from the rival gang. And so you show up to get them and like they're so terrible at getting in the car sometimes that like there were times where the mission would just get failed because I would pull up, you'd hit the button to call them into the car, they run over to the car and like they'd run up to the door and then kind of like pause and like get confused and then run all the way around the car and try to get it on the other side. It's like, no, just get in the goddamn car. And by the time they finally did get in the car, The you had so many guys around you that you just there was no way to beat it because you were just gonna die, and it was so the snatch missions and the the trafficking missions and my problem with the trafficking missions was just that they weren't that fun, but these are things you didn't have to do. Yeah, these things were just things you didn't have to do. The story missions were all fun as shit. Like even though they included some of those. Like, some of them included some of those side missions. It definitely wasn't all of them. It was just a few of them where you did that. It just seemed like most of the story... And at least when you were doing the story mission, and let's say it was trafficking, like, at least it was, like, progression, you know? Like, it wasn't just this thing you're doing for whatever. So, I don't know. I thought that the story missions were great from start to finish. Like I said before, probably on the podcast, it was just, you know, they didn't get into that trying to make you have some fucking deeper emotional connection to the characters or whatever. Like, they understand, like everything stayed consistent. These people are assholes. Your characters are insane.
And everyone knows it.
Right. They're insane people in an insane world, and it just throws everything, like, reality be damned. And it just goes balls to the wall, and it was fucking great. Like, from start to finish, like, it was just so much fun, and I don't know that I had more fun, especially in a single-player experience, I don't know that I had more fun all year. Like, there were games like Trenched or, you know, Battlefield 3 where I had a lot of fun with them, but to have that, I don't know that I would, and I played Trenched single-player, like, that game is not the same game without people to play with. And so that game was fun because of the four-player component And same with Battlefield. Like, playing with your friends is what makes the online more... It's what enriches the online. And, I mean, the campaign in that is... I haven't finished it, and it's because it's not all that... I mean, it's a shooter. Like, you point the gun...
Campaign.
It's the, you point the gun and you shoot guys. Like, that's... Like, shoot guy is every game. Like, that game's been made a million times, so it's not anything that's all that groundbreaking. It's the multiplayer and co-op components that are fun. And so, like, just standing on its own, Saints Row the Third was a lot better than most of the stuff I played that I had a lot of fun with this year. So,
yeah, I definitely think it was... I think it was the best release to come out in the final half of the year. Minus Zelda. I think, though, I found my favorite vehicle yesterday, and it was the Gatmobile.
Oh, yeah.
It's Johnny Gat's head.
Fucking parade float looking thing. It's like a Johnny Gat parade float.
God, that was fucking amazing. Any game that lets me streak is also completely welcome.
Yeah.
Running down the street as a naked man with a woman's voice is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that I did a lot. Yeah, my first character was a big, fat, burly dude with a woman's voice.
It's
even more funny because all of the voice actor quotes that they got were gender specific. So if it was a woman making the quote, the reactions and quotes and everything were gender specific. But you had a male character, so your male character is saying all of these female responses to things because you have the female voice actor. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I just remade my character from Saints Row 2, which was the crazy British soccer fan who likes using a baseball bat. And that's all he used. The whole game was pretty much baseball bat.
Nice.
All right, Dylan, you chose Portal 2.
I did. At the end of the day, I was just like, I was writing about Skyrim, and I was like, yeah, totally, Skyrim's my favorite game of this year. And then I sat down, I was like, you know, it's fun and all, but I've played this game before. This is, it's Oblivion with a shiny coat of paint.
Yeah.
And it's minus stats, which isn't too bad. I mean, I don't care about the number shit, but that's all it is Oblivion streamlined in snow. Mm-hmm. So the core gameplay is exactly the same. Anyways, then I sat there. I was like, all right, Zelda or Portal 2. I love the shit out of both of them. Both of them could totally be my game of the year. And then Gabe wrote about Zelda, so I was like, well, alright, I'll write about Portal 2. Mm-hmm. So, for me, it's one of those two. Anyways. Portal 2 was... I went into it not really expecting much. I was like, this is just gonna be a distraction until these other major games come out. And I'm gonna enjoy it and be done with it. I've played through it like 3 times now, and I still... The writing, I think, is still fucking hilarious. And choking. I'm choking on something.
Podcast.
And anyways, I thought it was... See, my thing is, their writing is always really good, and I don't hear too much praise about it. But then I think I mentioned in an article, people praise BioWare's writing way too much. And not enough.
I think people praised Portal 2's writing a lot. It's just that
people
they did
praise
it.
The little
it's just that they did
jokes.
I think they praised it a lot. It's just that they praised it a lot 9 months ago or however long ago it was. And so it's
that
been
too.
Lost, you know, like you're not hearing about it now, you know.
Yeah, that and it has specific jokes that people like to take out and overblow, like the space thing, which it was funny.
Yeah, Jesus. If I hear one more "the cake is a lie" joke, I'm gonna murder somebody.
See, that's even worse because that one's like 5 years
like,
old.
It was so funny, but like, why are people still making that joke?
Exactly. But
well, I used to make that joke until I took.
God damn it! I hate you. God damn it. You should die in a fire for that.
I took an arrow to the cake, and it was a lot.
Oh, God. These jokes are making me thirsty. Anyways, I think what I enjoyed most about the game was the fact that with just a simple concept of just making basically a hole, you were able to do so many different things. You know, being able to catapult yourself across the room.
The way they designed like all those levels, are just some of them were phenomenal, like mind bending stuff, mm-hmm. and like figuring it out. Like, oh, it was just great. Yeah, really good. Yeah,
which was awesome. I do enjoy the exploration in old Aperture Labs. I thought J.K. Simmons was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And people say that the guy who did Wheatley's voice was probably the best.
I disagree. I think
Cave Johnson.
Yeah, I'm all about Cave.
Cave Johnson Cave was the funniest part. Especially, we'll ground up some moon rocks and see what they can do. And it kills them. But just that simple, it's such a simple idea. And mm-hmm. just drawn out into much more complex than it should be. And it completely works. I like how simple it is. And it takes a lot of fucking brain power. I mean, I had some trouble on some puzzles. But it's not a brainless shoot 'em up game or brainless indie puzzle game, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate that. I appreciate something different. Even though it's a sequel to Portal, it's still, I say, something different because we don't really have too much in that's similar to that. I just like simple mechanics being able to be made into something much more complex.
So. Yeah, I actually I was a big Portal 2 fan, and I think like going back and looking, that's probably pretty easily in my top 5 if I were to lay out 5 games.
I would say it is for a lot of people. It's just everyone's got these newer games fresh in their minds.
Right. Well, but I did recently go back and play Portal 2, which is weird that, like, when you brought it up, I was like, you know, yeah, like, I was going through, actually with Emma, with all the fucking co-op stuff. I hadn't done any of that.
Oh.
I hadn't played any of the co-op. Like, I beat the game, you know, back when it came out. And I have not seen the co-op at all. So I went through all of that in the past, like, week or two.
Yeah.
And, that was a good reminder of how good that game is. Now, I thought that, the difficulty spikes in the co-op were kind of weird. Just because, like, I felt like the fifth chamber or whatever, where you start incorporating the gels, and then they're still using light bridges and the little... what are they called? Where it just like suspended you in the air, the little funnels that you got in, and it would just like move you through. I don't remember what they called them. Yeah, but it incorporated kind of everything, and it felt almost like in the fifth chamber when they were doing that, they were incorporating so many things that in order to keep it from being convoluted, like they had to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. So. Like, I felt like that fifth chamber was almost easier than the other ones that focused on one thing and just made it hard.
Yeah.
But and there were some rooms, other than the very final room. The very final room was tough. But it just seemed like there were some weird spikes in there. Like, you'd get to a room and it would be just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then you'd get to the next one and it'd be like, bam, right through it. And then, like, that fifth chamber, like I said, for the most part, felt pretty quick. Until the final room, and there were definitely other chambers that were, as a whole, more difficult.
Yeah, but
it was still really fun.
In co-op.
Yeah.
I never experienced that in the single player. The single player went by really smooth for me.
Yeah.
Co-op, not so much. Because the thing is there, you're thinking about two people, how to solve this.
Right.
So you're not thinking about just how do I get through there, how do I get both of us there.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of makes it a bit more difficult. I need to get into the new DLC, the peer review. I want to try that out a bit.
Right.
I think, okay, I mentioned that not a lot of games from the beginning of the year are in people's mind. Which I was making a point of that because look at how many people mentioned Little Big Planet 2.
No one. Zach, not Dead Space one person. 2? Except for me.
Did anybody mention Dead Space 2?
I was pioneering.
Well, that's the other thing, games.
Infamous 2?
Joystick didn't, like, they didn't make it on their lists, but Dead Space 2 and Little Big Planet 2 were definitely lobby forward pretty heavily in their Game of the Year podcasts. Griffin was a big fan of Little Big Planet 2, and Dead Space 2 was, there was a lot of people that mentioned it on there, but I don't know that it even voted it very high.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to win, but people, I don't see much mention of Infamous 2 at all this year.
Yeah.
Did
that even make IGN's list? I haven't looked at IGN's list.
I don't know. What won theirs?
I don't know what won theirs. I don't even know if they've announced it yet. They always do theirs kind of late.
Yeah.
But yeah, Infamous 2 is definitely on my top 5. After,
that was a great game.
It was. Yeah. It was fantastic, and I don't hear people mention it at all anymore.
That's a game that
I played that one.
I
late.
Kind of wanted, like, even now, I still kind of want to do a video review. Yeah. Maybe not review, but just talk about it, you know? Because there's parts of that game that I thought were, like, emotionally just great, especially at the
Definitely.
End.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see Dragon Age 2 isn't considered on very many lists.
Was Dragon Age this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it? Are you sure? On
it. It was.
It was 2011.
I would remember.
Man.
I remember my mistake. It's staring me in the face right now.
It's Dragon staring me in the bank account.
BioWare signature.
No, it was this year. Cause,
it was in March.
Yeah, because this year is when Game Over Nation started. I can't. Wow. Yeah.
March 17th.
Remember we were recording the show, and that was when I played the demo, and Ghost got all pissed because I hated it.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm giving them a new reason to be pissed because, you know what? Dragon Age 2 is on my bottom 5 this year. Yeah. Easily.
No, worst game. Oh, we should talk about that. What's our worst games this
year? I'd have
year?
To go
Mine's
through
LA
everything
Noir,
I played
hands down.
This year. But
LA Noir is the worst game I've
See,
played
I didn't play
year.
That. I need to play it. But I can definitely say Dragon Age 2 is up there on my worst.
Worst?
It may not be the worst. I'd have to think about it. But it's up
yeah,
there.
I'd really have to go back and think of the worst games that came
That's
out
gonna
this
be
year.
Harder for me to do than
well,
because
mostly, like, if I thought a game was gonna suck, I didn't buy it.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Like LA Noir probably would have ended up on that list, but I didn't buy it because I knew it seemed like something I was gonna hate.
Yeah, see, I should rephrase. I don't think that LA Noir was the worst game this it's year, but I think game. It was the game that I hated the most. I really, really hate that game.
I'm gonna have fun with that.
Yeah.
Cause like I definitely I'm gonna my I think mine is gonna be Dragon Age, but I'm gonna have to look at back over everything I bought this year.
And the thing about LA Noir though, it's not even that like
Ooh, I bought Two Worlds 2 this year.
Oh god!
But was that a current
I don't think
year
it,
game? Is that
did it come out this year? I don't know.
Two Worlds 2, yeah, it came out this year.
It did. Oh, okay, that I think that's the worst game I played this year.
Really?
Dude, it was fucking.
Was it
shitty.
That bad?
It was shitty.
No, Ryan, you should have seen it. It was unreal. Really? Like it was.
I played Unreal. Unreal was okay.
He was making bad jokes.
Yeah, I used to make bad jokes, but then I ate some cake that was real with an arrow in my knee. that was terrible.
All right, so that was What was that? That was Portal 2?
Yep.
Alright, Skyward Sword, Gabe said to talk about it a bit, I guess. I don't know. I played a little bit of it.
I think I'm the only one
cool,
that's really played it.
Yeah.
Other than Gabe. But, I mean, I hear a lot of talk that people are like, it's not that good looking, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Skyrim wasn't that good looking either. I have a lot of bugs with mine. A lot of graphical errors. And its textures are pretty bad. So
the world looks incredible.
I think Zelda, as always, it's not about how powerful the machine is, it's how they present it to you.
Oh, I was saying Skyrim's world looks incredible.
Skyrim's world does look incredible. The outside environments are amazing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just the world is fantastic looking, but when you get close up, the textures are pretty bad. Kind of like Skyward Sword. The textures are really bad.
Yeah.
But again, I don't give a shit how well it looks like that. I think it looks fantastic, especially the presentation. I think Zelda is awesome. My favorite part about that is the sound direction. Having a fully orchestrated soundtrack finally is the best idea they've ever had.
Whoa.
I know. But other than that, it's your fairly standard Zelda game. The motion controls is what the Wii should have been from the start. It feels like this is the only game that's actually done motion control right. Which, it's sad that it comes at the end of the life cycle for the console. When you look at that, you realize they could have done a lot more with the
I mean, I'm almost sick of saying this, but I've been saying this since launch. I've been saying this for a while, but I remember at launch playing Wii Sports, and all those games worked pretty well, except for boxing, but they all played really cool, especially bowling.
Bowling
so much worked finesse.
Great, because the way your wrist, if your wrist was off, it affected the game.
And you could feel it perfectly. Like, it just worked. Like, it was unreal. It was like magic. Definitely. And so I remember looking at that when the Wii launched and going, wow, then this is just the beginning. This is just the demo that came with the console. Like, oh my god.
Hey, Javi.
Huh.
I think it's time, because Cliffy B has been kind of boring.
Yes.
I think it's time for an Ocean Deep Sea moment in the podcast.
I don't know
right
about
now.
That, man.
Paul,
I don't know what that means.
This is Paul Cristoforo.
This is
Ocean Marketing.
Any more attention, Ryan?
He just tweeted, "Wasabi." I don't know what's wrong with this guy. He's got problems. I don't know
Which
if
is
you've
why we yeah. shouldn't give him. Attention,
I don't.
Ryan.
Well, I'm really concerned because he has. Where the fuck is it? There it is. Okay, he has 21,000 followers, and I'm sure most of it all had to do with the controller he was. You know, he was promoting or whatever. And now he's just, like, I've been following just to see if I can find some humor in whatever he says. And there's some humor to be had there, but it's just sad. Like he's just not a smart person. Like, and he just says the dumbest things. And I don't get it.
He says the darnest.
And he has people who are, like, on his side. And I don't know what's wrong with them. I guess maybe they live, like, in houses with lead paint, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. I'm sorry. He's an idiot, and I had to say something about it.
I know.
Continue. Story, continue.
Bro. Soulja Boy is following Cliffy B's fiance. There's your Cliffy B update.
Dude huge. Alright, the gist of it is that, like, I was so hopeful looking towards the future of what the Wii would have. Like, I was picturing, you know, full-fledged, awesome AAA titles with motion controls that worked even better than bowling felt.
And you were wrong.
Here we are literally at the end of the thing's life cycle.
And the one
Skyward
game
Sword
to top
is the only
it.
Game. Exactly. And it, on top of that, Skyward Sword needs Wii Motion Plus.
Which isn't what the original game went.
It's fucking ridiculous.
So in the end, Wii Bowling is the best Wii Motion game.
Pretty much, yeah. Its launch title is the best game in the console.
Do the violin. I'm actually excited for Xenoblade, though, even though it doesn't really use the motion controls at all. It's still a game on the Wii.
Whoa.
Video
Confirmed
game!
It's a game. Alright, well, all that's left is Little Big Planet 2, which was my choice for game of the year. I feel like this is a game that's overlooked it was forgotten just as quickly as it launched. It's not quite as bad as Killzone 3. Killzone 3 came out and no one cared. Like, it just disappeared.
Just disappointing because it's so much better than the second one.
It was good.
But the second one was given so much fucking... Oh my god, this is the PS3's Halo.
Remember how many reviews for Killzone 3 came out where they're like, man, 2 was so much better, especially the story.
Which I don't, like, I don't find that at all. I think number 3
that's wrong.
Is 10 times better.
Absolutely. But anyways, Little Big Planet 2, I always had fond memories about that game as the year went on, but actually just before I moved up here, I played quite a bit of it with some friends who aren't gamers per se, and we went through like half the story mode together, and it was just such a blast, man. And then like I got on this Little Big Planet kick, and I started browsing for the best user-created levels and stuff, and I just really fell in love with the game again, and I remembered why, like, I was such a big fan of the franchise. Yeah, I remember as we were coming up to the game's release how fucking pumped I was, and yeah, I mean, it really is the best game I played this year, and I loved it, so.
Unorthodox decisions from all of us.
Yeah.
Not picking Uncharted, not picking Batman.
Shit, Uncharted, I'm not surprised about, because Uncharted, fuck, you want to, like, I don't even know that Giant Bomb or Joystick put it in their top 10.
I'm just saying, let's rewind back.
Oh yeah,
to
if you looked at what we thought would be Game of the Year at the beginning of the year.
It was Uncharted.
Yeah. Or at least it was in the conversation, for sure.
Yeah. Which is strange, I mean, What are we thinking is going to be Game of the Year next year? Are we getting it completely wrong like we were this year?
I don't even know what's coming out next year.
Next year, I'm going to say it's going to be, for me, either Mass Effect 3...
Retro Studios.
Mass Effect 3 or Borderlands 2.
Yeah, everyone's going to say
Retro
that.
Studios.
Or if Retro Studios has some game that makes me jizz all over myself when they announce it.
It's going to be a Wii U launch title.
Oh,
so
no.
Now you have to buy a Wii U, Ryan.
Oh, no.
That's how they get you.
You know what I think it might be?
What?
Actually, now that I think about it, it would make sense. If it's a full 3D adventure of Donkey Kong.
Ooh, that's how they get
But is that something that people have wanted?
Yes.
I think so.
I don't know know that it's had enough noise for them to make that statement.
I want it.
It's either that or Metroid, you know? It can't be Zelda, because that's a few
Maybe
years
it's
off.
A 3DS Zelda.
Actually, you know what? It might be a 3DS game.
Maybe it's a side-scrolling Metroid.
Something that everyone's
Maybe.
Wanted.
If it's a Wii U title. Then
a side-scrolling title. Metroid that's not made by Team Ninja. Jesus.
BioShock comes out this year, doesn't it?
Infinite? Yeah, I think Infinite. That's supposed to come out this year.
That'll probably definitely be considered for Game of the Year.
Ooh. Is Halo 4 this year?
Yes.
Halo 4 is supposed to be 2012 too, yeah.
The end of the year.
And that's why I want it to be a launch title for the Xbox 720.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Also, actually, there was a... This
I'm really curious if they're going to come out and actually call it the 720.
I'd like that.
No, it's going to be the next box.
That's terrible. That's the worst.
No, it's better than the Wii U.
That's true.
Like, that was really hard to beat.
What if the next console is the Xbox 360 U? And then PlayStation 3 U.
Both of those sound better than Wii U.
The Xbox them.
Connect you.
PlayStation us.
Move you. I get it.
Where are we at? I'm lost.
We're
now.
An hour in. We were talking.
No,
you were finishing up Little Big Planet.
Okay. Yeah, it's great. Woo!
Wow. Convinced me to buy it.
Yeah,
I bought it.
That's right, kid. I already had it. Let's check in with these listeners.
Okay.
What listeners?
What have we been up to?
What have they been up to? Oh, yeah. what have I been up to?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I don't know. Anything been up to?
Going... Fortress 2.
Wind Waker.
Getting
for me.
Hats. You know, that kind of thing.
Triforce pieces.
Ooh, baby. I've been playing a lot of Saints Row, actually. Saints Row the Third. Along with...
Yeah, I know. I need to jump in on that on the PS3 with Javi. I've got it sitting here.
I've been replaying Borderlands as well with Samuel, one of our old hosts.
He was on like two episodes of GOVA.
We've been.
He had a good run.
Borderlands.
Yeah.
Since it was $5 over the Steam sale.
Nice.
And that's been really fun. Actually, I've never played as Brick before, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna try it and just go with an explosives only run. Holy shit. Explosives are fun as fuck. If you get a good one. If you get shitty ones, you're fucked. But anyways, I haven't really been doing much, so.
Yeah, me neither, man. I've been, like, watching movies.
I know. I've seen them.
Yeah. Watched a bunch of Kevin Smith movies. Pretty much everything on Netflix.
I see them on my Netflix.
Yeah,
with SOPA coming up, we can't do that often.
Wait, why?
Saying, they're taking away our freedom to share Netflix.
There's reports that copyrighted material is accessible on Netflix.
It is, but they paid for it.
just movies. I haven't been gaming too much. I played a little bit of No More Heroes when I got here on the PS3.
Exciting.
It's alright, it feels a little clunky.
How's your D&D hunt going?
We're still waiting for the D&D group to reply. We were going to meet up with some new people to Seattle yesterday, but then the snowstorm hit, and it was ridiculous.
You know, if you want to do Dungeons and Dragons, we can do it over online.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can get Sam into it as well.
I don't even know how to play. That's why we're excited.
You can look up that shit up online, and you can actually play it online with people.
Nice.
Yeah, you can download the rule books as well and everything. I'd be down to play if you guys want to play online.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Sure.
I'll make a dwarven met streaker. He doesn't wear pants.
All right, well, Ryan, what have you been doing?
I have been playing NFL Blitz, actually, quite a bit. The new one, yeah. It's kind of cool, man. I'm not very good at it. I'm trying my best. But it's got a big online component. So you start off with, like, shitty... Like, you start off this team, and and you've had these shitty players. And the more you play, and like, it does it like in this trading card type of way. So you have all these trading cards with players on them, and that's your team. And then as you play games online, win or lose, you gain these, they're called Blitz Bucks. And then so you go back and you basically buy booster packs of cards with players on them. And so you get those cards, and like, they'll have new players with, sometimes better, sometimes worse, whatever. But you can take those cards, and if you have better players, you can swap out your lineup to improve your team. And so the matchmaking does a pretty good job of matching you up with people that have similarly ranked teams as far as your offense, defense, and overall rating.
Does it actually work?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It does a pretty good job of matching them up. Like, the first night I played, it worked for a few hours, and then as it got later, it seemed like all the crappy people signed off, and so I was just getting put up against people with, like, fully rated teams and just got blown out a couple times. Most of the games that I've played have been really close, even online, and like I said, I'm not some kind of Blitz expert, so it's been kind of nice to play games where it's close. Now, I just keep coming out on the wrong end. There have been a lot of games that I've lost, you know, that have been like a touchdown difference or less, but I keep losing either way. But it's a really cool way they set it up and encourage online play. And even as you go, as your team gets better and you collect these cards, There's 12 on each team in the NFL players you can collect. And once you get like a full team, you can trade that in to get an elite player. And every player on your team has like a contract, and you have to renew it every so many games to keep them eligible to play.
Yeah.
But once you get the elite players, you know they have unlimited contracts, or you've got players that'll get unlimited turbo and stuff like that. So, and also all the cheats and stuff are disabled when you play online, unless you play against your friends. So that was kind of cool that they took that step to make sure that people aren't getting some kind of huge unfair advantage.
I love NFL Blitz.
But no. Yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun playing it online. And like I said, most people that I've played with haven't been assholes that try to, you know, go for two every time and run up the score and just be going for onside kicks when they don't have to. Like, everyone's been pretty laid back. But like I said, most of the games I've played against people that have an evenly matched team have been close games. So they didn't really have anything to rub in my face. But I've played a lot of Blitz, and then I played, let's see, what else have I been playing other than the obvious? There was Portal 2, like I said, Emma and I ran through all the co-op on that, and that's been pretty recent. And then, Skyrim is the most recent thing. I bought it Friday, and, played it for a while on Friday, played it a little more yesterday. Today, this morning, I played some more, and after we're done recording here, I'm probably going to play some more.
Let's not get crazy.
So far, so good. I'm enjoying it. I said the outside environments are fucking beautiful, man. Just running around in that world has been pretty cool. I'm still kind of... Like, I don't know how I feel about, especially early on, like the first two or three like caves that I've gone down into for quests have looked identical, like as far as the setting, like they've had a little bit of a different layout, but it's the same thing. I'm hoping that kind of changes up a little bit, and I've been fighting the same thing, like these weird undead guys that crawl out of graves.
Ooh.
And cut them up pretty good. I do like that they've incorporated the axe/sword equivalent of a headshot, where it's like a one-hit kill every now and then, just randomly. Like, you'll run up to a guy and hit the attack button, and then you just slice his head in half with an axe. That's always kind of fun. That's what I've been playing. Those three games. I don't think I've thrown anything... Oh, I played some Dead Space 2. The other day, because I haven't finished it yet, and so I came home with Skyrim, and I was like, alright, let's play Skyrim, and then I saw Dead Space 2 sitting there, and I was like, oh, poor Dead Space 2, I should play you. You are a good game, and I haven't finished you. And so I played that for about an hour or two, and then switched over to Skyrim, started that up, so. Sorry, I'll come back to you still, Dead Space 2. I love you. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. Hey,
hello.
Darling.
Whoa.
How you doing, baby?
You know, this gets creepier and creepier every
time. It does. I know. That's the point. That's what we're trying to do.
Next week, none of us are going to be wearing pants.
You guys are wearing pants?
I'm not wearing a shirt right now. I'm sitting in my house in only pants. No shirt.
Nice. All right, let's see what questions we got on the roll here. We got Steingolin says, since I haven't written in for some time now, I thought I would send in
some
a question.
Time now.
I presume you guys have missed me a lot and thought I was dead.
Well, I missed you. I didn't think you were dead.
I generally don't think that. I thought you were just fighting dragons in your homeland. You know, Skyrim.
So, what did you guys get for Christmas this year?
Ooh.
Oh. I got that recorder thing so I can record footage that I still can't get to convert shit right. The sound's still off, man. I can't get it to line up. I don't know what
just,
the deal
just,
is.
Just record it mute and then make sound effects yourself.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, I should bring that up. I recorded that fucking ridiculous Skylanders final boss battle, and I plan to make fun of it if I can get it to convert files correctly.
Well,
It was
Ryan, if you want to just send me that video file, I can just.
It's 2 gigs, dude. Oh, you mean the converted file? I guess I need the converted file. The converted file is smaller.
Yeah.
If you want me to record audio, I could do it. I could be like.
Yeah, well,
Kablamo.
I just want to point this out that I thought that the boss battle felt like 20, 25 minutes long. I finished it and recorded it. I now have video evidence that it is a 28-minute boss battle.
Why?
If you win. I don't know! And imagine getting to minute 26 or 27 and then having your last Skylander die, and then you have to do it all over again. And it's got a bunch of stupid-ass cutscenes and, like, just dumb shit happening all the time that has nothing to do with you actually playing the game. Ah! Just dialogue and all kinds of dumb little set pieces. Ah! Like, that game was so awesome until the final boss battle, and then just pissed me off. Sorry. Okay.
So it was like Mass Effect 2.
No, I love Mass Effect 2.
Not that bad.
But I had... its own special. And just the fact that I got that recorder for Christmas brought that up. I ordered some really long component cables and really long USB cable so that I can just drape them. Because when I recorded that night, I had to like push my coffee table really far back and put my laptop on the edge of the coffee table and then like put the recording box in the middle of the living room floor so that everything had a cable long enough to reach it and still connect to the TV. So I've ordered cables that are long enough to remedy that, and they should be here soon, hopefully.
Cool.
Yeah.
I got Super 8 on Blu-ray. That's really the only like thing that I got for Christmas. Otherwise, I got cash
money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of comic books like Hellboy and shit. And then I got Saints Row, of course, and GoldenEye.
Yeah.
I've been playing through GoldenEye, and I keep thinking of Javi singing the Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Solace!
Which completely ruins any kind of immersion into the game. It's like, why?
It's a good song.
I'm actually stuck at the end because... At the end, there's a QTE fight, and one of the things, you have to mash R2 and L2 as fast as you can, and...
Well, how else do you expect to kick Alec Trevelyan off of the satellite?
Yeah, but you know how bad trigger buttons are on the PlayStation, and how hard it is to push them in rapid succession?
Mm.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Mm. I haven't had any problems in the game at all until
it's
now.
Frustrating. The bubble in your face, it explodes.
Ryan, you just need like a cowboy hat now.
The bubble.
And you can just call me Ryan. Oh, I love that fucking movie. Thanks. I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
All right. What sort of gaming habits do we have? Steingolin likes to drink coffee and take a portion of snus.
What?
Snus is like the... It's like
chewing, it's like tobacco cocaine.
Yeah, it's like in these weird kind of packets and you put it in your
lungs. No, snus is the stuff you actually snort.
No. You put it under your lip.
Let's look it up.
Well, I don't know. Maybe portion snus.
How do you spell snus?
Like S-N-U-S. Dude, I used to sell snus at my gas station. It's a little, you can buy it minty. Like, there's, like, snus that just smells delicious. And you put
I got the worst images possible. Why, Google? Why?
So, do we have any gaming habits?
I don't really.
I drink a lot of coffee as well. But that's usually in the morning when I'm playing video games. At night, I tend to get mad at everything.
Only at night?
Only at night.
That's weird.
Yeah, what up? No, actually, I don't really have any habits. I used to. Used to, like when I'm steering on a racing game, I'd turn my controller with it which was real.
Yeah, depending on the game, like I used to kind of jump around with like flying games and stuff, like moving my head around and stuff. But I don't know that I really consider that a gaming habit, like something that I have to do every time I play games.
You know, an old habit that I don't do anymore. I used to listen to podcasts. Like I wouldn't go play anything without like GameScoop going, you know.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I haven't really listened to anything. I listened to the Comedy Button last couple nights. That show's pretty funny.
I do have an odd thing. I can't play single player games that have a heavy story when I'm in like Skype or Mumble with people.
Yeah, I don't like to.
So whenever I'm playing Skyrim, like I have it all muted and turned off.
Yeah.
I don't know why. There's not really. I can read everything. It's just I have a issue with it. Like Zelda, all right, I don't like playing with people there.
Hmm. Alright, Ghost writes in. He says, what is your favorite video game meme?
I don't. Which one hasn't been run into the ground? Is that the? Is there one?
That's my favorite.
Is there one that has?
Mine is the. Are you a bad enough dude to save the president?
Hell yeah! I say that all the time, and no one knows what I'm talking about because I say it to random people. Are you a bad enough dude? And they're like, "What?"
Yeah,
are you
I don't.
A bad enough dude.
I don't know that I have a favorite video game meme.
Well, in essence,
memes I'll tell you that it's not the cake is a lie or arrows to the knee. I'll tell you that it's not
but
either one of
those. When you combine them.
But Ryan, right. The president's been kidnapped by ninjas. Are you a bad enough dude to rescue the president?
Bro, I guess not.
Thanks, bad dudes. Now let's get some American cheeseburgers.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. Ghost also says that his game of the year was Batman Arkham City. It had the best character action gameplay. It had the best stealth gameplay and easiest...
what? An easy what?
Easiest Wait, what? Puzzles. That's a good thing.
Oh, that's what makes game of the year easy puzzles.
Add in the fact that it's in the Batman universe and it's an easy choice for his game of the year. Happy holidays. Well, thank you, Ghost.
Thank you. That was not my game.
You were the only
but
listener.
A good game.
You were the only listener that, you know, listened to my plea for game of the year emails. Only Ghost.
What was his game of the year?
Batman.
Okay.
Because it had the easiest puzzles. Yeah.
We're going to ignore everything else he said and just focus on that. Just the easiest puzzles part. All
right. Jordan Rod, he writes
I still haven't played Batman.
Oh. Well, you should. Jordan Rodkey writes in, he says, as the console cycles are coming to an end, I realize that things have changed in the past 6 years. YouTube started, MySpace died, and Japan has kind of lost relevance, yeah.
Whoa.
What, in your all's opinion, is the most significant thing to happen to video games and the internet since 2005? Also, yeah, where are our damn hoverboards?
It's not 2015 yet, buddy.
Yeah.
Still got 3 years.
Yeah. Mattel, get on it.
Oh yeah, wasn't it? Jesus. I'm not gonna say it's a good thing, but probably the most influential was this whole, I guess, focus on the casual gamer with the motion controls and moving into Kinect and shit, you know?
Yeah, gaming's really spread up. Or We've cast moved a wide a... net now, you know? We have a lot of people playing games.
Look at phones. The iPhone.
Yeah.
Revolutionizing mobile gaming. Like
It's selling more than the 3DS. And
that's a big combination of the internet and games. Like
Actually, a perfect
going
example.
Going in a weird direction.
Perfect example for like how the gaming or the perception of gamers has changed is that turn on MTV now, you'll see a Call of Duty or Battlefield commercial all over the place, and you know, people are like, you see celebrities and football stars and shit like showing off their 360s and stuff in their house and everything. But go back to 2005, you'd see on the same channel on MTV, you'd watch MTV Room Raiders or whatever, and a girl would see a PS2 in someone's house and go, "Ugh, seriously, grow up," you know, that mentality doesn't fly anymore.
I can't believe you remember that fucking show.
Fuck that show. I hated every woman that was ever in there because they were all cunts.
Oh, man. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's cool that gaming is cool now, you know?
It's much more acceptable.
It's definitely acceptable.
And now everyone wants to get into it. So there's a whole focus now on, you know, like the Facebook games and shit like that.
Right.
Dancing games are huge now.
Actually, my I was playing Dance Central passed. The other night. That was kind of cool.
We still got awesome commercials on TV, like with the college. Let me tune up those graphics on level 3. You know what commercial I'm talking about?
Where they, like, I've always wanted to make video games or whatever. It's like,
oh,
it's two
God,
idiots.
Those ones are the worst.
Yeah. All right, our next question is from Graham Stewart. He says, hello, Game Over Nation. Happy New Year.
Hi, Graham. Sorry what Ryan's doing to your sister.
Whoa.
What? Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
No, that's... I meant with the creepy... Hey.
Only on weekends. It's Sunday. Anyways. Graham says, is there a developer that you want to hear an announcement from this year? Personally, I'm very curious to know what Armature Studio is doing. They were founded in 2008 by some employees of Retro. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, some like head guys from Retro left a few years back and started their own thing.
They're based in Austin.
Probably.
No, they are.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, they're based in Austin. Ryan, you can go talk to
them. I'm glad, though, because once they left, I was really worried that like we lost... you know, the magic, but Donkey Kong Country Returns was an excellent, excellent game, so.
Yeah.
Rest assured. But, yeah, actually, Retro is probably the developer that I want to hear their announcement from, you know. I can't really think of anybody else.
Valve.
Oh, yeah, Valve's going to have a 3 in the in
Valve
their
is definitely the one I'm anticipating. Ryan?
Quantic Dream. I want to see what Quantic Dream's doing.
Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no... I don't know, man.
2K, Ryan?
No, I don't care.
I thought you liked Borderlands.
I do, but I know that Borderlands 2 is coming out already.
So. I know we're going to get... We're going to hear about God of War, so... there's even rumors that God of War 4 is co-op, which is
what?
Weird. Yeah.
I want to play as Thor.
No, it's probably gonna be Demios and Kratos. Ooh. Yeah.
Fuck if I know who that is.
That's his brother.
Oh, I didn't play any of the PSP ones.
Well, he mentions him in the third one too.
Huh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to see a big announcement from shit, I had their name on my tongue. God damn it, never mind. Disregard that.
Hopefully Kojima Productions shows what they've been working on, you know, because since Peace Walker, they haven't done shit.
True.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Castlevania team. I want to see, I would like to see a new 3D one as well as a new 2D.
I want to see what Vin Diesel's development studio is working on, because they made Wheelman, and I'm waiting for the next masterpiece from these guys was like Tiburon, I think the name.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember. I just know you're an asshole for bringing up that name. I don't know.
Yeah. All right,
there's lots of things.
We got one more question from Justin Doss. He says, Do you think that Sony as a whole corporation is in bigger trouble than we suspect? I thought they were a dud at CES. I don't know where this is coming from.
I think CES is a dud.
Yeah, well, Sony displayed...
Oh, like, I don't know what
happened.
Their
next line of TVs and stuff at CES? Like, so? I mean, were they a dud? I don't know.
I don't know. I know there was that one company who was showing up... I think it was the Ultrabook they were showing off. And their game that they were playing was just a video. But there was a guy holding a steering wheel acting like he was playing, but you could see the window, the VLC player thing at the bottom. That was pretty funny. Huh. Though Razer's new thing looks really fucking cool. even though it's going to be overpriced as fuck, and I don't know who they're trying to market it towards. But it's like a tablet, like you would say with the iPod, or the iPad, except it's got two, like, handles on the side that are covered with buttons and control sticks.
Hmm.
So it's like you play games on it, and then you plug it into, like, a keyboard, and then you can play just like a PC. Which, it looks really cool. I think that concept is awesome.
Yeah.
I guess the question was about Sony. I don't know what they showed off at CES.
His question is, do we think they're in bigger trouble than we suspect? Like, I don't know what
they were. I didn't know that we suspected them.
Trouble because they fucked up this year. It's not that they're in bigger trouble than we suspected, because we already kind of knew that they fucked up this year.
Yeah. I mean,
and everyone knows
they were hacked, and
I don't know if that means they're in a bad position right now.
Yeah.
For all I know, they're fine right now. I hope they're fine.
There's no signs that there's some horrible struggle or anything. You know, when Sega was going down the hill, like, it was clear. It was really obvious. You know.
Yeah.
So right. I don't think they're in too much trouble, if any.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I guess that's all the questions we have this week. If you want to send in some questions, you can send it to mail@gameovernation.com, or you can @mention us @gameovernation. Make sure to link up with us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribe to us on YouTube. Make sure to write a review on iTunes for our podcast. Get us in the rankings.
Say hi.
Yeah. If you like the show, spread the word. Tell your friends. Use a hashtag, GON. And you can support the nation by picking up a comic or clicking the donate button on the sidebar. I'm Javier Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa.
Bye.
I'm shining out.
And we'll see you guys hopefully next week.
We shall see.